From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump further extended his campaign narrative that the election process is rigged against him by refusing at Wednesday's final debate to say that he will accept the results of the November 8th vote. Debate moderator Chris Wallace, the anchor of Fox News Sunday, put the question to Donald Trump on the exception of the results.
Do you make the same commitment that you will absolutely, sir, that you will absolutely accept the result of this election?
I will look at it at the time. I'm not looking at anything now. I'll look at it at the time.
Let me respond to that because that's horrifying.
Current lawmakers, including some Republicans, strongly criticized Trump's comments. Meanwhile, one of the most contentious sections of the debate featured Trump and Clinton sparring over Russia's espionage activities and accusations that they are working to help Trump's campaign. You can see all of the debate coverage on our website at voanews.com. South Korea's foreign ministry said Thursday that the government strongly condemned North Korea's latest missile launch, a violation of UN Security Council resolutions. The foreign ministry spokesman says as North Korea fired an intermediate-range ballistic missile, which is a clear violation of the UNSC resolution, regardless of its success or failure, the government strongly condemns it. It's a great threat to peace and security. The North test fired a missile that failed immediately after launch on Thursday. At least 8 workers were killed Thursday in a huge explosion set off by a blaze at a fireworks factory in the southern India, according to police. Another 15 people wounded in the blast in Tamil Nadu state. This is VOA News.